nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
Five minutes after 8 o'clock, it is Wednesday morning. This is 96.5 FM KECO in Elk City. You know who you are. I'm Nathan Brewer. That's Butch Black over there. Sean Wilson is calling the balls and strikes. At what sport is it? Oh, yes, it's basketball.
I don't know that he knows what he's doing.
You may be right. Okay, but we know. He may not know. We know what he's doing.
That's true.
I know what Butch is doing. He's talking energy. And I'm talking to Butch, asking him about energy, because that's what this show is. It's all about energy. The Energy Hour. Anybody ever come up to you and say the wrong name of the show?
Well, no, because I call it Exploding Energy. You know, I'm the Norm Crosby of the oil and gas industry, you know. I'm going to mispronounce everything.
I mean, I've had people through the years, I've had people say, yeah, that Energy Hour.
Yeah.
The Energy Deal.
Or the Energy Show is what it's called more than anything. Yeah. And it's really strange because I have been recognized in places that you would never dream of. I was filling up with gas one day, and a guy was walking across the parking lot, and we were talking back and forth. The guy filling up across the pump from me says, "You do that radio show." Recognize my voice.
I've always said this. I think radio gives you the best of both worlds. It's cool because once in a while people will recognize your voice, but you still have, as long as you stay silent,
yeah,
you maintain anonymity, because they usually don't recognize
your face. Keep your mouth shut.
So that's pretty cool. You can get probably as much notoriety as you want or as much interaction as you want, but they usually don't recognize your face, unless they look at Facebook all the time. But by the way, because of a technical glitch, we're not on Facebook this morning.
No Facebook today.
But we are, fortunately, we're online at KECOFM.com. You can listen live there or the Paragon app. And, we're on the radio, too. 96.5 FM.
Yeah, we are. We had power outages on this side of town yesterday evening. And I think the longest was about 30 minutes.
Oh, was it that long?
20 to 30 minutes. It wasn't off horribly, but it flickered off and on quite a few times and then went out. Of course, I mean, I can live without the electricity for 30 minutes or so when you think about what's going on northwest of us.
I got some information this morning from Jimmy Clark, a good friend of ours, and he asked me to pass this along, and I did in the previous hour, but I want to keep saying it to make sure people know. I got this from Jimmy about an hour and a half ago. He said, "Would you let people know that the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, myself, county FSA offices, and others will be gathering information today to figure out what's needed for the wildlife damage or wildfire damage. The fires are far from being under control. The volunteer fire departments desperately need donations, drinks, supplies, that sort of thing." Mm-hmm. Jimmy says about 500,000 acres are estimated to have burned in Oklahoma and Texas the last couple of days. And he says he knows of 13 towns in both states that had to be evacuated. So because of the damage to the land, damage to property, damage to cattle, David Payne, as of 5:15 yesterday evening, said at that time he knew of one home that had burned.
Well, and I've been seeing on Facebook that there's been structures burned, some homes and outbuildings and so on and so forth. Yesterday was a horrible day to have a grass fire to begin with. And then the Weather Service wants to let me know that we have a pollen alert today. And
boy, I believe that.
I'm not concerned about the pollen right now. But in the process of that, too, you see people step up and do wonderful things. And I saw people who put on Facebook that they had property available if you needed to transport livestock out of the danger area. That's huge because people are pretty protective over their property. And we know that a huge portion of the firefighters up there are volunteer. And, you know, when you get into stuff like that, it takes a special person to run to the noise or to the calamity instead of away from. And these are men and women who don't have a problem running to the problem. And, you know, my hat's off to them. They work tirelessly. They work trying to save others' property?
A month or two ago, time gets away, but there was a vote in Beckham County that had to do with a particular continuing attacks for right. fire departments, and it would go a lot of it to the rural fire departments because of the stuff that they needed. It's one of those ironies of life that in Lawton or Ponca City or Woodward or Elk City, in towns, sizable towns, mm-hmm. I mean, you've got full-time fire departments, but it's out in the country where you get these massive, broad, long fires that require so much more manpower in areas where they have volunteer fire departments.
Where they have the least amount of, well, I say least amount. Most of the small communities will have, I mean, they've usually got a pretty good roster of volunteer firefighters. But they're working with old equipment. They're working with less equipment than a regular fire department's going to. But, I mean, they hit and go to work. And as we saw in the fire we had out around Taylor Ranch back, you know, Jimmy Clark and Sandy were both out there helping move cattle, get them out of the line of the fire. Mm-hmm. Neighbors jump in. I mean, these people go above and beyond to do the best they can to save your property. They have nothing that's, you know, no stake in it unless they happen to live in the path of the fire. But they'll get up there and work hours on end, I mean, to the point of exhaustion. And you will see that in the next few days. You may drive by a vehicle and there is a guy passed out in the seat because he just had no energy left to go. You know, he gets a break and that's where it stands. But yes, water, chapstick, food, snacks.
Yeah, easy to eat, quick snacks.
Yeah, quick snacks, which will keep. You don't want anything that can ruin. But things like that to give them quick energy, keep their blood sugars up so they can do what they need to do. We don't think about it, but you get up there in that wind, that heat and dust and smoke, chapstick is, you know, a lip balm, stuff like that makes a huge difference. Water, they're going to go through tons of water up there. Because even though it's, you know, 26 degrees out there this morning, you know, where they're at, it's a lot warmer.
Yeah, if you're doing that, it's going to warm up quickly. 96.5 KECO, it is Exploring Energy. The combine stops out in the middle of the field. If it just stops because you busted a hose, you're not moving, you're not making money, you're not doing the work you need to do. It's a good thing you had Bob Maddox supply you ahead of time.
Call Bob.
Bobby Bob Maddox at American Hose and Supply inside the Camrock Building on South Main and Elk City next to Fred Steakhouse. They'll supply you up, get you rocking and rolling and ready to get back to work. American Hose and Supply.
Well, we don't want to forget the Meals on Wheels menu, which is provided by Elk City Meals on Wheels at 1510 West 9th. Today, February 28th, they're having turkey salad, chips, salad, croissant, and peanut butter fluff. I have never heard of peanut butter fluff. But apparently they figured out how to do this.
Fluff it up, huh? Yeah. Whip it up.
So, yeah, turkey salad, chips, salad, croissant, peanut butter fluff. That's at Meals on Wheels, 1510 West 9th Street. You can go in and get it, you know, just walk in off the street. And it's $7 for a full meal, and that includes your drink. Or if you're a senior citizen, it's $6. And they deliver meals to people all over town, and a lot of times it's the only human contact a lot of these people have on a daily basis. So it's a worthy cause. And if, you know, if nothing else, go in and get a meal. Throw them a few extra bucks to feed somebody else, somebody who's homebound or can't do it, and that's a worthy situation.
That's Butch Black over there. I'm Nathan Brewer filling in for Sean Wilson, who's on basketball duty. Day one of the state Class A and B boys and girls basketball tournament. Since it's one location now, they moved it back. You know, in the old days, Butch, You know, in the old days, yeah, when you and I were coming up, it was always Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
But we'd have to go to, you know, Midwest City or Tonka Wash somewhere to a sub-site.
Dallas.
And they said, no, let's put it in one place. We'll just spread it out. So they're doing it Wednesday. I'm getting ready to, I think the first game's at 9 this morning.
I'm going to say, it's getting close to.
So I hope Sean's up. I really hope he's awake by now and ready to go with Jared.
I'm sure that he is. He's up. He's looking for that continental breakfast and moving right along. And we don't want to forget, this is Remember When Wednesday.
Yes.
When we come back, we're going to go back with AOGHS.org.
Back in time.
American Oil and Gas Historical Society, the Wells Brothers.
When do we do, and we'll do the weather in the back half, right?
Yep, we do the weather in the last segment. We'll check stocks. Excuse me. We do ads.
we'll give you recipes. We'll do a little bit of everything this morning.
We'll give you needlepoint tips.
Whatever needs to be done, we're going to take care of it. 16 minutes after the hour, Butch Black, Nathan Burr, Exploring Energy on 96.5 KECO.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Hey, Western Oklahoma schools, listen up. How would you like to win a $5,000 interactive smart display for your school? Thanks to Video Reality, an audio-video business in Oklahoma City, you could be awarded one. Here's how. From now through February 28th, anyone can text in one time per day through the entire promotion. The winner will be announced during our live coverage on the ParagonTV.com and Cool 94's coverage of the Saturday, March 2nd Class A and B Basketball Championships. Here's how to participate. The text line number is 580-225-9697. And in the text, simply type in the one-word name of the school you choose to support. We are so proud to partner with Video Reality that through their gracious gift in this promotion, some lucky school will be awarded a $5,000 interactive smart display. Remember, send a text to 580-225-9697. Type in your school's name. It can only be one word. And send it. Limit is one vote per day per phone number. Good luck. Video Reality, your audio, video, and control experts.
Everyone around me was drinking coffee, and I wanted to be a coffee drinker too. But everything I tasted was either too bitter or too sweet. So I tried one more place. Instead of just ordering, I told them an idea of what I wanted, and they crafted a drink just for me. It tasted fresh, like coffee is supposed to. The brew was mild and the flavor not too sweet. Exactly what I wanted. They've done this for lots of people. They'll do this for you too. Thanks to Twister's Coffee Company next to Brahms in Elk City, now I'm a coffee drinker. Every day.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
Hi, I'm Mike Rowe, and I first came to Oklahoma 12 years ago to shoot a TV show about life on an oil rig. Well, I just came back to take a second look at Oklahoma Oil and Gas, and I was amazed at what I saw. I got an up-close look at the miracle of horizontal drilling that's unlocking all the energy America needs, much of it right here. And I saw firsthand how Oklahoma does it safer, cleaner, and better than anywhere else in the world. You can see what I saw at OERB.com/Mike Rowe.
Well, I'll use myself as an example. I go in there, I need oil filters for my tractor or something like that. I'll get the oil filter, whatever I need. Any greases for lubing everything up. If I need some electrical fittings or any type of nuts and bolts to fix something that's broke, I can get it there. Any penetrating oils, I mean, just anything that you need, we can get, we have, or we're going to get for you for any type of agriculture or oil field or just working on something around the house, whatever you need. The other three owners, myself, Ronnie Red, Casey Miller, Brock Kalk, we're all local guys, been here almost all of our lives. We put back into the community. We love Elk City. When you buy through us, you're buying from somebody that's putting it back into the community instead of going to some big corporate office somewhere out of state. We invest back into schools. We sponsor stuff all the time, different sports and just whatever. Camrock is the name of the company. We've got what you need for your agriculture or oil field industry, whatever you need. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse. Three local guys just looking to do business with our community.
Fine Line wants your car, and they're going to pay you for it. Top dollar. Call Steve Jones at Fine Line, 225-9111. 225-9111. Make some money.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
After 96.5 KECO, it is Exploring Energy. Nathan Brewer filling in for Sean Wilson, who's on location doing high school basketball. It's day one of the Class A and B boys and girls state basketball tournament. ParagonTV.com. Take a look, take a listen, see what's going on there. Butch Black is here.
I'm always here.
And I'm here, and you're here, and things are happening. Like, for instance, Butch.
Well, we've got David Allen Guest. He's been a certified minerals manager for, well, well over 35 years. He's also a buyer of royalties from estates, probates, trusts, and bankruptcies. Managing royalty and mineral rights is a never-changing process. And David has the experience to help you navigate through every aspect of it. David is truly a man of integrity, and I can vouch for that. And I promise he'll treat you fairly, and he'll treat you squarely. That's David A. Guest, CMM, which is certified minerals manager. Give him a call today at 405-341-8698. That's 405-341-8698. If you can't do that, look him up on the internet, because he is listed. And he's a great sponsor of this show. And DCP Services, I know a little bit about them, is a diversified oil field company that offers services with the right people on the job, roustabout pumping, wireline, pump repair shop, and a supply store. Located at 722 North Van Buren here in Elk City. Call Ernie Barker, 580-339-1773. That's 339-1773. Or you can find DCP Services on Facebook. Or you can contact Jeff Davis for more information. 580-660-0501.
Every time that you and Sean, either one of you, start to talk about David Allen Guest, For just a half of a second, I think you're going to say David Allen Co.
Yeah.
Every time.
I know it. It's confusing. It can be. It can be confusing.
Exploring Energy. By the way, speaking of those wildfires yesterday and the day before, out of Texas Panhandle, Northwest Oklahoma, have you heard of, do you know of any energy production that's been hampered by that?
Everything that I've seen so far, and I've seen about three different statements, is that it didn't come close enough that they had to shut anything in that I know of. But that was like three comments from probably 3,500 people that run wells up in that area. Mm-hmm. I know that I've got some wells that are managed by a company out of Denver, and they've told us if it's getting close, shut them in, get out. So, of course, the wells that I run are not in the danger area as of yet. So, but I'm sure, yes, there is going to be some production. And I don't have regular TV, so I don't see the maps and stuff on the local news. But I know the production in those areas up there, and where the towns they were evacuating, there's definitely production involved in some of those.
Week and a half ago, two Mondays ago, on the northeast part of Elk City, late in the day, a fire started, and it had this big black smoke.
Yeah.
And it was in the part of town where it crossed my mind, I wonder if that's that old Chesapeake location, you know, out by, yeah, out in that area. It wasn't, but that crossed my mind because the smoke was so black.
Well, and apparently that fire burnt through the grass until, and had a bunch of the poly pipe that had been laid out up there. And of course, once that poly pipe started burning,
yeah,
it got dark.
It did.
It got dark.
So, Butch, remember us when?
Yeah, it's time for This Week in Petroleum History, brought to us by the American Oil and Gas Historical Society, the Wells Brothers, who do a great job of putting all this together.
Isn't it ironic that an entity that deals with oil and gas is run by guys named
Wells? Yeah.
Isn't that ironic?
And I truly miss when we would have them on, because being brothers, I mean, they're true brothers. They spat with each other. They argue.
That's fun.
Yeah. It's a normal family dynamic. And I kind of miss that. Sean and I have discussed about trying to get them on at one point, if nothing else, just for an anniversary show or something. Yeah. But at this time, yeah, we go back in history and look at what has taken place over the over this week in petroleum history. And I mean, they go from current time way back, way back. So let's get started on this. Let's go February 27th, 1925, which hadn't been that horribly long ago when you're my age. Congress passes the Osage Indian Act. As a result of murders and a reign of terror in the Osage Nation, the U.S. Congress passed the Osage Indians Act of 1925, prohibiting non-Osages from inheriting head rights of tribal members possessing more than one half Osage blood. The Osage people's sudden wealth from oil royalties, and you can see more about that in the Million Dollar Auctioneer, had brought criminal conspiracies to the Oklahoma Indian Reservation, with dozens of Osage killed for the head rights to their land.
What is the name of that movie? It's
Killers of the Flower Moon.
That's it. Yes.
Excellent movie. It will leave you mystified. For one thing, that people could do this, but the things that took place, and this is just one particular small group this movie is based on, but what all they did to maintain a hold on these head rights.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it makes you walk away kind of ashamed of people. And how they'll do.
People can sure be disappointing.
They surely can, and trust me, that movie sure brings that out, too.
You want me to go?
Can I
do one? Here we go.
Yeah, go right ahead.
February 27, 1962. I'll never remember it. California voters approve offshore drilling. Approve offshore drilling. Voters in Long Beach, California approve the controlled exploration and exploitation of the oil and gas. That's an odd word. Yeah. Boy, how times have changed. They wouldn't use that word today. It's not a popular word, but it just simply means to make use of, take advantage of. On February 27, 1962, voters in Long Beach approved the controlled exploration and exploitation of the oil and gas reserves underlying their harbor south of L.A. The city's charter had prohibited drilling there since the 1956 referendum, but advances in technology offered new and environmentally sensitive opportunities to exploit an additional 6,500 acres of the Wilmington oil field. It's interesting, I mean, to talk about, in 1962, to talk about, well, the technological advances and the environmental advances. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Four artificial islands were soon constructed at a cost of $22 million by a consortium of companies called Thums, T-H-U-M-S, Texaco, which is now Chevron, Humble, which is now ExxonMobil, Union Oil, which is now Chevron, Mobil, now ExxonMobil, and Shell Oil. The islands in 1967 were named Grissom, White, Chaffee, and Freeman in honor of lost NASA astronauts. How about that? Occidental Petroleum purchased Thums in 2000. Eventually operated by the California Resources Corporation, the four astronaut islands are designed to appear to be occupied by upscale condominiums, thanks to Disneyland architect Joseph Linich, whose integration of oil production structures the Los Angeles Times described as part Disney, part Jetsons, part Swiss Family Robinson.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing that Occidental went ahead and bought that, because Thumbs doesn't work anymore. Because two of those companies don't exist, except in our
change.
Memories. Well, a little further back than that, February 28th, 1935, DuPont chemist invents nylon. 1935. Former Harvard professor working in a DuPont research laboratory discovered the world's first synthetic fiber, the petroleum product, nylon. After experimenting with artificial materials for more than 6 years, Professor Wallace Carruthers created a long molecule chain, a stretching plastic. The inventor earlier discovered neoprene, commonly used in wetsuits. Carruthers produced the fibers when he formed a polymer chain using a process to join individual molecules. Each molecule consisted of 100 or more repeating units of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen atoms strung in a chain. DuPont Company patented nylon in 1935, but it was not revealed until 1938. Originally called Fiber 66, the polyamide resulted from 12 years and $27 million in research. Several marketing names were considered for the artificial silk before nylon was chosen. The first commercial use was for toothbrush bristles.
Huh.
After World War II, nylon hosiery for women would make a fortune for the Delaware Chemical Company.
Well, you never know what an invention is going to be used for. I mean, toothbrush bristles and nylon hose.
Yeah. Nylon is in more stuff than you would ever dream of. Probably 70% of your clothing anymore has nylon in it. Even if it's a cotton product, it may have nylon fiber for longevity. You know, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, I'm one of those weird guys who actually likes to go looking at tags on clothing just to see. I wonder what this is made of. And nylon does crop up over and over.
Unfortunately, nylon is not very fire resistant. It has a tendency to melt to your body.
Oh, that's problematic.
That's why cotton fibers are used for clothing that's going to be near heat.
Good thing.
Yeah.
It is now, it's 8:31. Should we go ahead and pause for the cause?
We'll pause for the cause. We'll come back with more of Exploring Energy and of the AOGHS.org Remember When Wednesday.
We're taking a trip back in time. We'll continue on the other side. That's Butch Black. I'm Nathan Brewer filling in for Sean Wilson. It's about mid to upper 20s. We're going to get up into the low 50s. Your weather later on. Let me remind you of this because I told Jimmy I would. Of course, because of the wildfires yesterday, Jimmy Clark says that the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, himself, county FSA offices, and others will be gathering information today to figure out what's needed for the wildfire damage. The fires are far from being under control. The volunteer fire departments desperately need things like money donations. They need drinks. They need supplies, things that Butch mentioned, chapstick, bottles of water.
Snacks
would be great. Like crackers, peanut butter crackers, dried fruit, raisins, nuts, things they can eat quickly and go.
Jerky, meat sticks.
Oh, beef jerky would be great. Yeah. So you know what you could do? And I suggested Gatorade. This an hour and a half ago. If you know a volunteer fireman or especially a chief of a volunteer fire department, maybe call them and say, what do you guys need? Just ask them directly, what do you need? But Jimmy says about 500,000 acres are estimated to have burned in Oklahoma and Texas the last 2 days. He knows of 13 towns that had to be evacuated. So that's the big need of the day in our area, northwest Oklahoma, and in the northern Texas panhandle because of all the fire damage the last couple of days. So be aware of that.
Yeah.
Butch Black, Nathan Brewer, we're going to continue with Exploring Energy quickly.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
Hey, Nate, where'd you have lunch today?
What do you think, man? I found Janice at her new place.
Janice's Cafe?
Yeah.
Man, one of my favorite things out there is a mushroom Swiss burger. You ever had one of those?
I think so, but remind me, what's on one of those?
You know, mushroom and Swiss and burger. And it's all from Janice. Janice makes one of the biggest, juiciest burgers out there. And it just right when you bite into it, all that runs down your mouth, all juicy. You just can't beat it.
Now, she's in the old Billy Sims location.
Right next to Arby's, out there by the movie theater.
It's pretty lighthearted atmosphere. Everybody seems happy. It's pretty loose and laid back.
I like to walk in and just seat myself. That's what we do. She just goes, hey, sit where you want, hon. You know, Janice decided to open up a little bit longer because she's going to serve more people. She's going to be open from 6 a. to 9 p., 7 days a week, every day, all the time.
A to P, what does that mean?
Let's get it together, Nathan. Here we go. 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Janice's Cafe is in the old Billy Sims building on the south side of Elk City.
Elegance, luxury, sophistication. You can find it all here at Cummins Cadillac in Weatherford because you owe it to yourself to experience the perfection of a new 2023 or 2024 Cadillac. You'll receive $7,500 cash allowance on the new 2023 or 2024 Lyric. This Cadillac is electric and a remarkable work of art. Ask a Cummins Cadillac expert to take a test drive and roll away in a new Cadillac. Cummins Cadillac in Weatherford, I-40 and Airport Road, and online at CumminsCadillac.com. See dealer for details.
When she walked through the door, she was obviously upset. She'd had trouble with her insurance somewhere else, and she was really concerned. Since she was dealing with her medicine, she was right to be concerned. So she decided to give this place a try. Even though she was a new customer, Colby recognized her face. She'd been there before. And Colby remembered why she'd been there. She came in with her grandmother several years earlier. Not a few weeks or a few months before, it had been several years. But Colby recognized her. He remembered her coming in with her grandmother to get medicine. As they talked about that, the cloud she'd been walking through seemed to lift. The concern on her face was replaced with a smile. With something as important as your family's medicine, it's nice to shop where they know you and remember you. Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, 1220 West 3rd in Elk City. No wonder their customers like them so much.
The business I've done with the oil field, they got to see your face. They got to see somebody coming in to see them, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. Hydraulic hose, oil field suction hose, lay flat hose, all types of fittings, hydraulic fittings, Chemlock fittings. We also carry black pipe fittings, air brake fittings for semis, brass ball valves. In the oil field, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. Oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
For over 100 years, Farm Credit of Oklahoma has proudly served our area's farmers and ranchers. So when it comes to ag lending, don't fret it. Call Farm Credit. You'll never regret it.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Well, so now it's an hour-long show.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a half hour. So we keep going. Is that right?
Yeah, we keep doing this.
Hey, very exciting news. We realized what the real issue was,
yeah.
The real technical issue. I thought it was one thing. It was something else. We just had to push a different button. And so now, as of right now, this moment, we are on Facebook. So congratulations to all you Facebook watchers and listeners. And... we got the right mouse and keyboard working. It's so exciting. Progress is being made. 25 degrees ish on our way to about 50. We'll do your weather later on. We're going to get back in just a second to Remember When Wednesday, American Oil and Gas Historical Society here on Exploring Energy. Butch Black, take it away.
Well, here's what Kyle Tosh has to say at Steve's Diesel. He says, after being in business for over 30 years, all they want from a supplier is honesty, competitive prices, and quick delivery. And that's what Camrock has done for their business. That's why they use Camrock for all their oil, hardware, and hoses. Honesty, a fair price, quick delivery. If you need it for an engine, you can get it at Camrock Supply. That's next to Fred's Steakhouse.
Fred's is becoming a national landmark, isn't it?
It really is.
Where are you in relation to Fred's Steakhouse? Yeah. Everybody knows where that is, right?
Everybody knows where Fred's is at. So if, you know, Camrock is right there, just to the south, just a little bit. And you can get oil, you can get zip ties, you can get electrical wire connections. You know, if you need it for an engine, they've probably got it. If they don't have it, they will see about getting it for you.
Real, real quick. And then, let's see, do you want to share information you received recently or not?
That's kind of a private situation, but I do know of one individual in the Canadian area that apparently has lost everything in one of the fires, so.
That was the biggest one yesterday.
Yeah.
You could see it. David, Channel 9 on the weather showed a picture, a big radar picture, and it looked like this massive black oval. And he said, this is smoke.
Yeah.
It was a huge fire in the Texas Panhandle.
Well, and Jimmy had posted a picture on Facebook, and it looked like a Saharan desert sandstorm coming in. The smoke, the way it was rising, it was horrible.
And firefighters who have to work in that, it can get so dangerous.
Yeah.
Because you can't see exactly, sometimes you can't see where you are, but it's also hard to tell where your fellow firefighters are. And because the terrain is such, it's hard to get to it sometimes. And so that means if it's hard to get in, it's hard to get out.
Right.
And then visibility becomes a problem. Darkness becomes a problem.
Yeah, they could be in there fighting a fire front in one spot, not realize that it's burning past them on one side or the other. Till the next thing they know that they're in the middle It can burn around them where they're sitting on an island, and yeah, it's a dangerous situation, and it takes a special person to do that. Sometimes I wonder if it's bravery or lunacy, but
it's needed and necessary.
It's absolutely necessary.
And thanks to all those who do that. All right, let's pick up where we left off. Remember When Wednesday here on Exploring Energy on KECO, brought to you by American Oil and Gas Historical Society. They provide the information. February the 28th, 1982, Getty Museum becomes richest in world. This is one of those names, when I was growing up, I don't know why. Well, I do know why. It was the time, because when I'm growing up in the early and mid-80s, this is one of those names I heard early, and it was just one of those larger-than-life. One of those larger-than-life names. Following years of legal battle by his relatives. What? Following years of legal battle by his relatives, the J. Paul Getty Museum in Los Angeles became the most richly endowed museum in the world after receiving a $1.2 billion bequest left to it by oil billionaire J. Paul Getty, who died in 1976. So he died the year I was born, but I grew up hearing this name. After working in his father's oil fields in Oklahoma, Getty founded his first oil company in Tulsa and drilled the Nancy Taylor No. 1 well near Haskell, where oil and natural gas production began in 1910. Getty's oil wealth philanthropy also established the Getty Conservation Institute and the Getty Research Institute, according to the J. Paul Getty Trust. Mm-hmm. Fought by his relatives.
Yeah.
Didn't want all that money going to the museum, huh?
No, that was a huge deal, and it was in the news constantly because there was lawsuits going everywhere. And to the best of my recollection, I don't think it worked out really all that well for the relatives. I mean, they got money, but I don't think it was anything like what they thought they were going to get.
You know, that is the problem. It's one of the problems with money when you lose perspective. See, if Butch, if you or I were to inherit $1 million, we'd think, well, my goodness, we've hit pay dirt. You couldn't ask for more. But to a family like that, when you've got $1 billion on the line, getting $10 million or $20 million or $50 million, then you think, oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, that's, you know, enough to retire on, enough to live out your life very comfortably. No, they want more.
And so they fought it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, how about February 29th, 1916? The highway cloverleaf was patented. Maryland civil engineer Arthur Hale patented his design for a street crossing, which would become the modern cloverleaf interchange. His concept, which magnified traffic with looped roads that did not, or managed, pardon me, traffic with looped roads that did not require traffic signals, improved diamond interchanges and used junctions when freeways crossed minor roads. The first cloverleaf was constructed in New Jersey on the Lincoln Highway, which is Route 25, in the same year Hale received his patent. Tennessee garage worker Ernest Holmes installed a hand crank rig on the back of a 1913 Cadillac, inventing the tow truck.
How about that?
There you go. A hand crank. Man, I can't imagine cranking that thing. Woo. Take some arm power.
I imagine he had a little bit of muscle, didn't he? March 1st, 1921. So we are literally 2 days away from the anniversary of this.
Yep.
Friday is March 1st. So March 1, 1921, Halliburton improves well cementing. Earl P. Halliburton patented his method and means for cementing oil wells, improving a key oil field technology. It is well known to those skilled in the art of oil well drilling that one of the greatest obstacles to successful development of oil-bearing sands has been the encountering of liquid mud water and the like during and after the process of drilling the wells. That's what he noted in his patent application. Halliburton's well cementing process isolated downhole zones, guarded against collapse of the casing, and allowed control of the well, helping to protect the environment. His patent application noted that typical oil production, hampered by water intrusion that required time and expense for pumping out, has caused the abandonment of many wells which would have developed a profitable output. March 1949, Halliburton Oil Well Cementing Company and Standard Oil successfully completed the first commercial application of hydraulic fracturing at a well near Duncan. That's really interesting.
1949.
Man, that long ago.
It became widely used. It became pretty predominant since 1952 on.
Okay, let me ask you this. As an outsider, how come I only really started hearing about it about 10 or 12 years ago?
That's because that's when the green weenies got hold of it and started trying to blame everything from an infection in your foot to earthquakes on fracking.
I mean, was it used as widely 50, 40 years ago as it was 10 or 12 years ago?
Yes.
It was.
It's been used forever. The difference is now with the horizontal well bores, you're fracking a lot larger area.
Mm.
Of course, they do it in stages. You get a 3-mile long lateral, there's liable to be 30 different fracks or more or less. It just depends on the well. But you have to stop and think, up until horizontal drilling, till we started doing lateral lines, everything was in a smaller area. Because when you go through a zone, your vertical area, however thick that zone is what you were fracking. And they've tried to blame everything. I know that they tried to blame fracking for the gas seeping into water supplies in Kansas, because people could turn on their water and light it. You know, that was a surface gas. That was pockets that are relatively shallow that were leaching into the water wells and so on and so forth. That wasn't caused by fracking. But yeah, it's been widely used and has for years, and we've had very little trouble with it, very little problems with it getting into water supplies and stuff. Considering how many wells have been fracked, it's pretty safe, really. And all you're injecting in the hole is stuff that came from there to begin with. So
putting it back in there, huh?
Yep. Well, March 2nd, 1922, we discussed this a little earlier. The Osage National Oil Leases sells for $1 million. Under the broad crown of a giant elm next to Osage Council House in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, Skelly Oil and Phillips Petroleum Company jointly bid more than $1 million for a 160-acre tract of land. The 1922 auction, Oklahoma's first million-dollar mineral lease, took place in the shade of what became known as the Million Dollar Elm. Independent producers such as Frank Phillips, Harry Sinclair, Bill Skelly, J. Paul Getty, and E.W. Marlin were frequent bidders for promising leases. The Osage would erect a statue to their auctioneer, Colonel Elmer Ellsworth Walters, in his hometown of Skidee.
Skidee.
You can see more about that in the Million Dollar Elm.
March 3rd, 1879, President Rutherford B. Hayes. Don't we all remember him?
No.
Rutherford B. Hayes signed legislation creating the United States Geological Survey within the Department of the Interior. The legislation resulted from a report by the National Academy of Sciences, which had been asked by Congress to provide a plan for surveying the country. The new agency's mission included classification of the public lands and examination of the geological structure, mineral resources, and products of the national domain, according to the USGS itself.
There you go. And natural gas brings light to Paola, Kansas. That's March 3rd, 1886. Paola becoming the first town in Kansas to use natural gas commercially for illumination. To promote its natural gas resources and attract business from nearby Kansas City, civic leaders erected 4 flambeau arches in the town square. Pipes were laid for other natural gas illuminating displays. Paola was lighted with gas, proclaimed an exhibit in the Miami County Historical Museum. The pipeline was completed from the Westfall Farm to the square, and a grand illumination was held by the end of 1887. Several Kansas flour mills were fueled by natural gas. Paola's gas would run dry, but more Mid-Continent oil discovery would follow. And there you have it.
This week.
This has been this week's edition of the Remember When Wednesday, brought to you by the American Oil and Gas Historical Society, the Wells Brothers. Go in and look at this. You can go in on the website, look around, and every time you see blueprinting, you can click on that and continue the story. And I've gone in a rabbit trail for hours on this thing, just picking up a lot of useless trivia. But the neat part about it is they do this. There is a section where you can click and you can donate and help these guys out, because they do this out of their own pockets. They're a nonprofit. So help them out. Keep our history alive.
That's Butch Black. I'm Nathan Brewer filling in for Sean Wilson. We're 10 minutes away from the top of the hour. Temperatures in the mid to upper 20s. Hey, we may see some blue sky today instead of yesterday's gray or Monday's brown.
Oh, nice.
That'll be nice. We'll take a look at your weather coming up. More energy information. It's Exploring Energy on a Wednesday on 96.5 KECO.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Paragon Sports Director Sean Wilson here. It's Small School State Tournament Week, and just as always, Paragon TV and we will be headed to the big house to cover the games. We'll be following the Hammond girls and the Levy boys starting Wednesday morning. All of our state championship games will be live audio broadcast on ParagonTV.com and Cool 94. Plus, each game's video playback will be available in the Paragon TV archives the very next day. And as always, we'll cover all four state championship games Saturday on ParagonTV.com and Cool 94, with complete video replay on Sunday, only on ParagonTV.com.
Did you know, according to the 23-24 winter predictions from the Farmer's Almanac, Oklahoma can expect snow and lots of it. But the fun doesn't end with just the snow. Oklahoma's in a dose for seasonably cold weather as well. And you know what that means. That could be ice, that could be snow, that could be rain. You never know in Oklahoma. You could be sitting in your warm home, cuddled up, watching the football game, and the next thing you hear is the creaking and the cracking outside, and all of a sudden the tree falls. Next thing you know, the power is out. The scene changes really quick. You start thinking about heat, frozen pipes, food ruining, and how long will it be before the power's on? Preparing for this winter could be the best thing you've ever done. Get ready with the Generac generator from Culver Electric. You'll be able to relax and have peace of mind knowing that when the time comes, you'll have power. And did you know that Culver Electric has financing options available? Call and ask Sean at Culver Electric in Elk City about getting financed and finally installing that Generac generator you've always wanted. Culver Electric. Keeping the power and the lights on.
We're challenging ourselves, and you're going to celebrate during the vehicle event of the year, Ford Truck Month. We're hitting Truck Month at full speed at Barber Dyson Ford. We're going to sell 15 trucks in 15 days, and we're going to do it by taking any reasonable offer from you. Any reasonable offer right now. And to sweeten the deal, we'll give you more for your trade-in. 15 trucks in 15 days, full speed ahead. That's how we celebrate Truck Month at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City. Online at barberdysonford.net.
Well, I'll use myself as an example. I go in there, I need oil filters for my tractor or something like that. I'll get the oil filter, whatever I need. Any greases for lubing everything up. If I need some electrical fittings or any type of nuts and bolts to fix something that's broke, I can get it there. Any penetrating oils, I mean, just anything that you need, we can get, we have, or we're going to get for you for any type of agriculture or oil field or just working on something around the house, whatever you need. The other three owners, myself, Ronnie Red, Casey Miller, Brock Kalk, we're all local guys, been here almost all of our lives. We put back into the community. We love Elk City. When you buy through us, you're buying from somebody that's putting it back into the community instead of going to some big corporate office somewhere out of state. We invest back in the schools. We sponsor stuff all the time, different sports and just whatever. Camrock is the name of the company. We've got what you need for your agriculture or oil field industry, whatever you need. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse. Three local guys just looking to do business with our community.
For 25 years, Baker Mobile Solutions has been your leader for automotive, commercial, and window tinting. Bryce is back in Elk City. Give him a call, 821-0296.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
6 minutes away from the top of the hour, 96.5 KECO. Jimmy Clark says donations of water, Gatorade, perishable food can be dropped off at the AgriLife building in Wheeler. So if you want to make a donation, like water and Gatorade and perishable food, especially for these volunteer firefighters yeah. happen to fight these fires, donations of water, Gatorade, and perishable food can be dropped off at the AgriLife building in Wheeler, Butch.
Well, SOAR, Sustaining Oklahoma's Energy Resources, part of the OERB, the Oklahoma Energy Resources Board. They do all kinds of educational events, whether it be Zoom or in-person meetings, and you can go to soer.oerb.com and see about upcoming educational opportunities, or you can also download the free SOAR Connect app, and you can do all kinds of things. You got industry materials, you can ask questions. You got access to the Pumper's Handbook. SOAR Connect's native app, meaning it you don't have to have internet. or Wi-Fi to get it. And it's available for free download at your app store for Android and iOS. Or you, it's all one word, Sower Connect. And this hour's weather forecast is brought to you as a service of Carter Electric here in Elk City. Carter Electric, serving customers since 1950, locally owned and operated by Kerbin and Mary Orgain. They offer new and remodeled construction, industrial, oil field, commercial, and residential. They're a Generac generator authorized dealer. Carter Electric provides pole truck man lift services for overhead jobs. Carter Electric has equipment and personnel experience to handle any job. They're fully licensed and insured. Carter Electric, 217 West 12th Street here in Elk City, or call 225-2447. That's 225-2447, providing 24-hour emergency electrical service and also providing this hour's weather forecast.
We might actually get to see the sun today, so we may see some blue sky. It's supposed to be mostly sunny, high near 52, north winds 10 to 15, gusting to over 20 miles per hour. Which, you know, it's more than we'd like, but it's better than yesterday.
Yeah, that's true.
Tonight, skies become mostly cloudy, low drops to 30, and then keep your fingers and your eyes crossed. Tomorrow, there's a chance of moisture. Early in the day tomorrow, it could be snow. 30% chance of moisture, could be snow before about 9 a.m. After that, becomes more a chance of rain as the temperatures warm up just a little bit. So keep your fingers crossed, that 30% chance of moisture tomorrow. High near 45, south winds 10 to 15, gusting to over 20 miles per hour. Right now, about 25, 26 degrees where we are. So we'll call it temperatures in the mid to upper 20s across the listening area. Skies fair, north winds about 15 miles per hour. And let me repeat this. Donations of water, Gatorade, and perishable food can be dropped off at the AgriLife building in Wheeler, Texas.
There you go. Help them out.
We're coming up on about 3 minutes away from the top. It's Exploring Energy on a Wednesday, 96.5 KECO. Jimmy Clark's a busy guy helping out. Get information and donations and everything that needs to occur to help out the landowners and people affected by yesterday's wildfires. He's going to do his show today, the Today in Ag show, planning on being at the Quartermaster Creek Ranch southwest of Leedy because they got their big spring bull sale today.
Yeah.
I'm looking at page 9 of the last Penny News that came out. You can see it there, Quartermaster Creek, real life. Real Beef, their spring sale is today, starts at 12:30. Jimmy Clark's going to be there doing Today in Ag there. Opposite that page were yesterday's guests, Jim and Debbie Davis of Davis Angus. Their Value Genetics bull and female sales coming up this Saturday, March the 2nd at 12:30. So take a look at the Penny News, all kinds of agriculture stuff, all kinds of cattle in the last Penny News.
Well, let's take a look at the market. AEP is down 65 to 83.42. Apache's up 9 to 30.29. Chesapeake's down or up 40 to 82.34. ConocoPhillips up $1.29, 119.90. Devon's up 36 to 44.68. GE is up $1.77, 155.76. Halliburton's up a dime, 35.07. H&P is up 55 to 39.14. Liberty Oilfield's up 14 to 21.32. OG&E's up 3 cents, 33.30. One Oak is up 36 to 74.75. Oxy Petroleum's up 30, up 40, make up my mind, up 38, 60.98. Panhandle Minerals is down 3 to 30, or $3.03. Phillips 66 is down 70 to 144.64. Sandridge is up 14 to 13.14. Schlumberger's down 7 to 48.39. And the Williams Company's up 16 to 35.20. And then our commodities market, which we didn't check at the first of the show. What we'll do now is WTI crude on the NYMEX April exchange is up 56 cents to 79.43. Brent crude on the ICE April 2024 exchange is up 47 cents to 84.12. Crude oil in Tokyo is it's trading steady at 75,980 yen. The good one to see is NYMEX natural gas for April is up 4 cents to $1.85, so it's on the rise finally. RBOB gasoline for March is up 14 to 234.58, and NYMEX heating oil for March is down $1.40 to 273.20.
Donations of water, Gatorade, and perishable food, you can drop it off at the AgriLife building in Wheeler. That's for the volunteer firefighters and folks affected by yesterday's fires. Gatorade, perishable food, and water, drop it off at the AgriLife building in Wheeler.
Yeah, or if you happen to know where a group's working and want to take them a couple of cases of water.
I bet they'd take it.
You get to wherever they block the road, and that's where you can drop it off.
It's Exploring Energy, 96.5 KECO in Elk City.
The hottest stars in country music.
Here they are. Yeah.
Hi, this is Sarah Evans.
Hi, this is Tracy Lawrence.
This is KECO, Elk City.